प्रभुजी दंड, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस प्रभुजी। हरे कृष्ण, वेलकम टू भक्ति संघ कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज ग्रेस गौरंग दर्शन प्रभुजी ऑन द कॉल टू एनलाइटन अस ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो 11th चैप्टर 13th एंड 14th श्लोक। बिफोर हैंडिंग ओवर द कॉल टू प्रभुजी, आई वुड लाइक टू आस्क मित्रविंद ममता मई माताजी टू गिव सम ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन अबाउट प्रभुजी।
Thank you, Mataji. So, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to read introduction for Prabhuji. His Grace Gaurang Darshan Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and is Associate Dean of Academics Affairs of Bhakti Vedanta Vidyapeeth Research Center at Govardhan Eco Village. Prabhuji is also member of ISKCON Board of Examination, and he holds a master's degree from Indian Institute of Science, Bangalore. Prabhuji teaches Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Amrita, Vaishnava character courses at Govardhan Eco Village and at several places in India. Gaurang Darshan has written several books, including Gita Subodhini, Bhagavat Subodhini, Chaitanya Subodhini, Disapproved But Not Disowned, Bhagavat Pravaha, and Gita the Jewel Box. Prabhuji has special fondness for reciting and meditating on spiritual verses and has compiled shloka books, namely Gita Ratnamala, Bhagavat Ratnamala, Chaitanya Ratnamala, and Bhagavat Tattvamala. Prabhuji also runs a free monthly e-magazine called Bhagavat Pradipika and regularly lights education and devotional articles that also appear in Back to Godhead magazine, international and multiple Indian language editions. Prabhuji is known for his lucid spiritual talks with captivating visuals and also presentations that gives a bird's eye view of an entire foreign section. So far, Prabhuji has delivered over 4,500 hours of spiritual discourses. He has guided several students in their Shastric study. Prabhuji also oversees the deity worship at Govardhan Eco Village. So thank you so much, Mataji, for giving me this opportunity to give a little brief introduction for Gaurang Darshan Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association this morning. Please take over the call, Prabhuji.
May I request someone to show the shloka for today? And if possible, if someone can read the purport also, that will be helpful. Somehow I'm traveling today. So if someone can read the purport, then I will start speaking.
Sure, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Tiffany Mataji, Hare Krishna, can you please read, Mataji? I will do it, Prabhuji. Thank you.
I can.
Yeah, sure, Mataji. Please take it.
Shloka. Shape. प्रज्ञा आत्मपुरुषः पुराणः साक्षात् स्वयं ज्योतिर् अजः परेशः नारायणो भगवान् वासुदेवा स्वमायात्मानि अवयद्धिमानः। कैन यू मूव इट माताजी? या यथा नीला स्थावरा जंगमानं आत्मा स्वरूपेण निविशिष्ट इष्येत् एवं परो भगवान् वासुदेवा क्षेत्राग्ना आत्मेदन अनुप्रविष्टा। Translation: There are two kinds of Kshetragna, the living entity as explained above, and Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is explained as follows. He is the all-pervading cause of creation. He is full in himself and it is not dependent on others. He is perceived by hearing and direct perception. He is self-effulgent and does not experience birth, death, old age, or disease. He is the controller of all demigods, beginning with Lord Brahma. He is called Narayana, and he is the shelter of all living entities after the annihilation of this material world. He is full of all opulences, and he is the resting place of everything material. He is therefore known as Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his own potency, he is present within the hearts of all living entities, just as the air or vital forces within the bodies of all beings, moving and non-moving. In this way, he controls the body. In his partial feature, the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters all bodies and controls them. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:15. सर्वस्य चाहम हृदि सन्निविष्टो मत्ता स्मृतिर्ज्ञानम अपोहनम च. Every living being is controlled by Supreme Living Being Paramatma, who resides within everyone's heart. He is the Purusha Avatara, who creates this material world. The first Purusha Avatara is Mahavishnu, and the Mahavishnu is the plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna's first expansion is Baldev, and his next expansions are Vasudev, Sankarshan, Anirudh, and Pradyumna. Vasudev is the original cause of the Brahma Jyoti, and the Brahma Jyoti is expansion of rays of body of Vasudev. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagad andakoti kotishvasheshava siddhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is endowed with great power. The glowing effulgence of his transcendental form is the impersonal Brahman, which is absolute, complete, and unlimited, and which displays the varieties of countless planets with their different opulences in millions and millions of universes. Brahma Samhita 5.40. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is thus described in Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina matsthani sarva bhutani na chaham teshvavashtitaha. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Bhagavad Gita 9.4. This is the position of plenary expansion of Krishna as the all-pervading Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Anirudh. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. In the two shlokas that we just saw in Srimad Bhagavatam 15 to today, there is a lot of glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his opulences and his various features as Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Anirudha, and Sankarshana. So, Krishna is the original Supreme Lord, the Lord of the spiritual world, and he is the one. Am I audible clearly?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Krishna in his original form in the spiritual world, he is the source of all the other expansions. In his original form as cowherd boy in Vrindavan, as a Kaishwara Murti, he is described as Swayam Rupa. So, and his expansion is Balaramji, who is called Tadekatma Rupa. And then Krishna expands himself as Prakasha Vigrahas, Vilasa Vigrahas, and then further. There are so many such multiple expansions in the spiritual realm. And when Krishna descends into this material realm as avatars, he appears in six kinds of avatars. They are Leela Avatara, Purusha Avatara, Manvantara Avatara, Yudhavatara, Shatya Vishavatara, and Nirguna Avatara. So there are six kinds of avatars in which the Supreme Lord appears. So especially when Krishna descends into this material world, one of the main purposes of Krishna is to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls. So otherwise, there is not much activity for him here. Of course, when Krishna descends, he also performs some enchanting activities or pastimes with his dear devotees, his eternal associates, who also descend along with him to participate in the activities or pastimes that he performs here. So there are multiple reasons that are described for the descent of the Lord. Recently, just one day back, we celebrated Sri Krishna Janmashtami. The purpose for which Krishna descends are multiple. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna himself says that janma karma me deham evam yo vetti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam iti sarjuna. So Krishna's activities and Krishna's appearances are divine, and one who understands the divine nature, transcendental nature of Krishna's activities and appearances, can transcend this world, and he need not take birth again in this material world after leaving this body. So this is what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. And further, he describes the purpose of his descent and the time for his descent. He says that whenever dharma is decreasing and adharma is increasing, I descend to reverse the situation. Then mainly he has three purposes: paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha dushkritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya, to protect devotees and virtuous people, and to destroy the miscreants, and to re-establish dharma. Lord Krishna appears in this world in various incarnations, various forms, and further, the compassionate devotees of the Supreme Lord also request the Lord to appear in this world to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls. For instance, Advaitacharya, 500 years back, Advaitacharya requested Lord Krishna to appear as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and personally perform devotional service and teach all of us how to perform bhakti. Okay. So, in that context, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes one Bhagavatam Shloka. It says, Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita harit saroja asse srutekshita patho nanunatha pumsam yadyadhyata urugaya vibhavayanti tattat vapuhu pranayase sadanukrahaya. Means, Vam bhakti yoga paribhavita harit saroja. When the hearts of devotees are filled with that love for the Lord, then the Lord appears to them in the favorite forms that they worship. Like yadyad dhyata urugaya vibhavayanti. Whatever may be the form that a pure devotee is meditating upon, on the Lord. So the Lord specifically reciprocates with the devotee in that particular form, out of his compassion. Yadyad dhyata urugaya vibhavayanti tattat vapuhu pranayase sad anugrahaya. That is anugraha on his devotees. So the Lord, even Kunti Maharani also describes several reasons for the Lord's descent. In her prayers to Krishna, the first canto, 8th chapter, Kunti Maharani says, Kechidahurajam jatam punya shlokaya kirtaye yadohu priyasya anvavaye malayasya ivachitanam. So she says that some people say that you appear to deliver and to glorify pious kings, and some people also say that you appeared specifically to please Yadu, because you appeared in his dynasty, Yadu dynasty. And some people also say that you have come to bless Devaki and Vasudev because they prayed that you become their child. And some people also say that you have appeared to destroy miscreants and protect righteous people. Surat Dusham, you destroy Surat Dusha, those who hate Suras, and you protect Brahmanas and cows and saintly people. And some people also say that you descend in response to the prayers of Lord Brahma. Because Lord Brahma went and offered prayers to Krishna Prasisha. And you descend to reduce the burden of Mother Earth. Right? Like that, several reasons are given why Krishna descends, why Krishna performs pastimes in this world. Now, but there is one very important reason, that is to spread the path of devotional service. Because of living a materialistic life, people are rotting in this material existence, suffering threefold material miseries. So The Supreme Lord Krishna, out of his deep compassion, wants to relieve these conditioned souls from those threefold miseries by coming here and exhibiting some enchanting pastimes and attracting the attention of these conditioned souls and taking them back to Godhead. So when Krishna descends on this planet and performs some pastimes, we get an opportunity to witness those pastimes, and if not, at least to discuss those pastimes and hear those pastimes and discuss those pastimes. So Krishna descends on this planet and he performs various pastimes to create subject matter for our discussion, right? So we need some subject matter to discuss. Otherwise, so many people may discuss so many things in this world, which may be like prajalpa or some gossip or some kind of materialistic topics, and how to elevate oneself on a material plane and then live a more materially comfortable life, etc., etc. There are so many topics for discussion. But as Vidura tells, Maitreya, Vidura says, Tadasya kausharva sarvadatur hareh katham eva kathasusaram udhrutya pushpebhya iva artabandho shivaya naha kirtaya tirtha kirtehem. So he says that Tadasya kausharva sarvadatur. Oh, Maitreya Muni, we are Sharmadatu, we are the bestower of all auspiciousness to everyone. He says that Hare Kathameva Katha Susaram. There will be hundreds and thousands of topics in this world, but all the topics, Hari Katha, the glorification of Lord Hari, is the most essential topic. Please speak that. So a bee may go from one place to another place, another place to another flower, to collect some essence, which is honey. So a bee may enter garden, but the bee will not be distracted by the details of the garden. In the garden, there may be nice big trees and sofas and gazebos and sitting places and dustbins and many other things are there in the garden, but the bee is not distracted by all these details. Bee just directly goes and sits on a flower and then drinks honey from that flower. So that bee is considered an essence seeker. Similarly, a person who is practicing Bhakti Yoga is also an essence seeker, because he aspires to spend his time and energy and attention on the worthiest topics of glorification of Krishna, instead of wasting human life by so many topics that entangle him more and more in the material world. So this is Vidura's request to Maitreya, and this is the mood and mentality of several devotees whose stories are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Brahma describes describes the spiritual world, then four Kumaras enter the wife. In that context, Brahmaji describes the different qualities of Vaikuntha, the third canto of Bhagavatam. So there, after describing Vaikuntha, Brahmaji says, who cannot enter Vaikuntha? Yanna vrajantya gavido rachana anuvada srinvanti yanya vishaya kukathama tignihi yastu shrutahata bhagair nribhiratasara tamstam kshipanti asharane sutamassu hanta. So he says, who cannot enter Vaikuntha? Yanna vrajanti agavido rachana anuvada srinvantiye anya vishaya kukatham tighnihi. So people who show so much of interest in hearing anya vishaya, unnecessary topics, materialistic topics, kukatham tighnihi, their intelligence gets completely corrupted by hearing this kukatha. Kukatha means bad topics, materialistic topics, ungratificatory topics, stale topics that entangle one more and more into the material realm. So kukatham atighnihi, the mind is corrupted by hearing such kind of topics. Yastu shruta hata bhagain rubhirata sara. Such people, the essence of their life is gone, and hata bhagair, their fortune is lost. Already people in Kali Yuga are unfortunate. On top of it, whatever little fortune they have is also gone by hearing materialistic topics, because when we hear something that has an impact on our consciousness, if we allow some gossip or some materialistic topics or some other non-Krishna conscious topics to allow our ear holes, they will not just enter the ear holes, they will enter the hearts, they will enter the minds, they will contaminate the consciousness, right? So by hearing such topics, one's inclination to pursue material enjoyment in this material world will increase. So hata bhagair bhiratta sara tam tam kshipanti asharaneshu tamasu hanta, those bad topics can completely corrupt one's consciousness to such a degree that they will be thrown into hellish existence perpetually with very less scope for deliverance. So tam tam kshipanti asharaneshu, without any shelter, tamasu hanta, they are thrown dark into the deeply into the dark regions of existence. This is what Brahma says. So Brahma, the creator of this world, he has this great concern that people should not waste their time and energy and human form of life hearing such materialistic topics. So when we hear Krishna conscious and spiritual topics about Krishna's pastimes and qualities and names, etc., that will give us an opportunity to nourish our consciousness and then reconnect our thoughts to Krishna and revive our original Krishna consciousness. So now Krishna appears and performs so many activities to create a subject matter for our discussion. And Krishna, on top of it, he personally stays within our hearts also. Just like in this today's purport we saw in the very first line, Prabhupada is saying, sarvasya cha aham hridi sannivishto matta hasmritir jnanam apohanam cha, only by me one gets knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. I stay within the hearts of all living beings. So sarvasya cha aham hridi sannivishto matta hasmritir jnanam apohanam cha. So like that, Krishna personally accompanies all the living beings, even if they commit such abominable activities and appear in various species in this material world, even lower species also. Krishna doesn't want to leave those personalities, leave those people. So Krishna never wants to give up his relationship with all the living beings. He's always compassionate. So just like a father, even if the child is mischievous or naughty or not well behaved or not disciplined or not studying properly, still the father has love for the child. The father has compassion for the child. So similarly, even if the conditioned souls are having a disposition which is very painful to Krishna, still Krishna has that emotions for those conditioned souls and he wants to be with them. He wants them to be with him. So that's the idea why Krishna still continues to extend his mercy and descend in this material world in the form of various incarnations to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls. So now there is one shloka in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhava speaks this shloka to Vidura. So this shloka describes how the Supreme Lord Krishna's activities are sometimes very bewildering and confusing and inconceivable to the ordinary conditioned souls, right? It's not that easy sometimes. So one thing is, Krishna definitely is kind enough to reclaim all the conditioned souls back to the spiritual realm. At the same time, Krishna wants us to be enter there with proper consciousness. If one is not interested, if one is skeptical, if one is not very much inclined, then Krishna, okay, fine, pursue here material enjoyment for some more time. So Krishna doesn't impose, but Krishna inspires. So he teaches, he gives teachings and he performs pastimes to inspire us to reconnect with him, but he is not into forcing us and imposing upon us, because he doesn't want force and love. So that's why there is some test also given. So when we pass those tests, when we still show some eagerness and enthusiasm to reconnect with him, Krishna is very happy to take us back. So now there is one dishloka that I was talking about. Karmanya nihasya bhavo bhavasyate durgashraya thari bhayat palayanam kalatmano yat pramadayutashramah swatman rate hakhidyati dhirvidamiha. Karmani anihasya. In this shloka, Uddhava describes four contradictory qualities of Krishna in his pastimes. One, karmani anihasya means Krishna is aniha, means he has no activity to perform. There is nothing there for Krishna to do. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, namaham karmani limpanti name karma phale spruham. So I have no interest to perform any karma. I have no interest. Name karma phale spruham. But still karmani anihasya. Although he is aniha, he has nothing to do, but still he descends into this world and performs so many activities. Karmani anihasya. Second, bhavo abhavasyate. Although he is abhava, although he has no birth, he is unborn, he has no birth, still he appears of some devotees. So bhavo abhavasyate. Unborn is born. A person who has no activity to perform, performs so many activities. Karmani anihasya bhavo abhavasyate. Third is durgashrayo atha aribhayat palayanam. So although kalatmano, although Krishna is kalatmano, although Krishna is the personification of time, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, kalosmi lokakshayat pravriddho. Krishna says that I am kala, I am the time factor who causes deterioration for everything material. Okay. Although Krishna is the source of time factor, still he runs away from Mathura to the ocean, in the middle of the ocean, and he hides himself. Why? Atha aribhayat palayanam. He runs away. That way he is called Ranachur, because some demons are chasing him. Okay, who are they? Once Kalayavana and Jarasandha, both of them come to attack Krishna. Jarasandha comes with about, I think, 23 Akshahinis of armies. Then Kalayavana comes with 30 crores of soldiers. 3 crores of soldiers. 30 million soldiers. So like that, both personalities are coming with their armies to attack Mathura. So Krishna then told, Krishna told Balramji, I think both parties are coming, so better we shift all the Mathuravasis to a safe place. So all the Mathuravasis slept at night in Mathura. So next day morning when they got up, they found themselves in Dwaraka fort. Because Krishna called Vishwakarma and told him, there is Kushasthali Dvipa in the middle of this ocean. You should erect a nice fort there for me to stay. So then Krishna personally shifted there, and all the devotees of the Mathura also shifted there. And then Krishna ran away from there when Kalayavana was coming. So apparently Krishna is exhibiting some fear of enemy, and then he's running away. And fourthly, Pramadayuta Ashrama Swatman Rate. Although he is Swatman Rate, although he takes pleasure in himself, he's Atmarama, he's self-satisfied, still he takes pleasure in leading an ideal household life with 16,108 queens. So this is the nature of Krishna. So although he is unborn, he takes birth. Although he has no activity, he performs so many activities. Although he is the source of time factor, he runs away out of fear of enemy sometimes. And although Krishna is self-satisfied, he performs activities in household life with so many queens. So, khityati dhir vidamika, understanding, trying to understand all these contradictory activities of Krishna, the even intelligent people also become confused. So, like that, Krishna's pastimes are filled with a lot of sweetness, intrigue, suspense, and sometimes contradiction and excitement. So like that, Krishna descends on this planet and he performs all categories of pastimes. So through his activities, he reclaims the conditioned souls. He tests people. He punishes people. He protects people. So the conditioned souls in this material world are of multiple types. So Krishna reciprocates with each type of conditioned soul in different ways. Right? So according to what they deserve. Ye yathamam prapadyante tamstathaiva bhajamyaham. The way people approach Krishna, in that way Krishna will respond. So some people need to be tested. Some people need to be punished. Some people need to be protected. Some people need to be shown extra degree of mercy. Some people need to be thrown into hell. So like that, Krishna does the needful for the purification of the conditioned souls, and he manifests in this material world and performs so many pastimes. And another aspect of this purport is that how Krishna is Vasudeva and he is all pervading and he manifests the entire creation, and he also is all pervading. I think Prabhupada is quoting Mayatatam Idam Sarvam Jagadavyaktam Murtina. So that purport Prabhupada, that shloka Prabhupada quotes. So there is one nice shloka in Mukundamala Stotra in this connection. Yes, Mayatatam Idam Sarvam Prabhupada quotes, and also he quoted this Brahma Samhita shloka. Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanta Koti. There is a mention about Krishna's effulgence. And also Krishna's energy is all pervading throughout the universe to manifest this universe. So we see that Krishna is the source of entire creation. So why does he create? So Krishna creates, oftentimes this example is given. Why does the government create prisons? Why does the government create jails? It's necessary. Similarly, the Lord also manifests this material world for the rectification of the rebellious mentality of conditioned souls who have developed a sense of insubordination to Krishna. Right? They are averse to subordination to Krishna. Krishna tries to rectify their rebellious mentality. So that's the purpose of the existence of the material world. And Krishna does it through his own energies. His spiritual energy he has. And he manifests material energy also in material world. So the Mukundamala Stotra I was speaking about, that shloka says, Krishna rakshatu no jagatraya guru Krishnam namadham sada Krishne na khila shatrabo vinihita Krishna yatasmai namah Krishna deva samutthitam jagatitam Krishnasya dasosyaham Krishna tishthati vishvameda dakhilam He Krishna rakshasvamam. So this one shloka describes how Krishna is the creator, maintainer and destroyer of all the worlds. He says, Krishna rakshatuno jagatraya guru. Krishna is the teacher of the three worlds. Krishna rakshatuno, let him protect. Jagat rakshatuno means he is the maintainer, he is the protector. Krishna rakshatuno jagatraya guru. Krishnam namadham sada. Let me always offer obeisances unto Krishna. Krishne na khila shatravo vinihita Krishna yatasmai namah Krishne na akhila shatravo vinihita. So as a part of his protection, Krishna also destroys all the enemies of his devotees. So in that sense, he is also doing annihilation of the miscreants. So Krishne na akhila shatravo vinihita Krishnaya tasmai namaha. Let me offer obeisances unto Krishna. Krishna deva samutthitam jagadidam Krishnasya dasosmiham. Entire universe, entire jagat has manifested from Krishna. Means Krishna is the creator also. In the first two lines of the shloka, we saw how Krishna is the maintainer and protector. In the third line of the shloka, we are seeing how Krishna is the creator. Krishna deva samutthitam jagadidam Krishnasya dasosmiham. We are servants of Krishna. Krishne tishthati vishvameta dakhilam He Krishna rakshasvamam. And after the annihilation of the universe entire universe merges back into Krishna. Means Krishna is the destroyer and Krishna conserves the universe within his body. His capacity is Mahavishnu. So Krishna is the creator, maintainer and destroyer. He manifests the creation for the rectification of the rebellious mentality of all the conditioned souls. Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita also, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitah. So aham sarvasya prabhavo, Krishna says that everything in the material and spiritual worlds is manifesting from me. So mattah sarvam pravartate, I am the source of everything. Iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitah. Knowing that Krishna is the supreme creator, if we worship Krishna, then we are the most intelligent. Like that. Okay. So, like that, Krishna is the creator, maintainer, and destroyer, and he performs so many such amazing pastimes to attract our attention and to purify all of us. So, now, Prabhupada writes in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 24th chapter, one simple example, how in this material world that Krishna has created for purifying the conditioned souls, to house those souls who are averse to loving Krishna and serving Krishna. So Krishna created the material world for that. So here, in one's attempts to enjoy separate from Krishna, the conditioned souls undergo a lot of struggle. They trouble each other in their attempts to enjoy separately from Krishna. So conditioned souls are trying to enjoy separate from Krishna. But in that situation of separation, they are not united with each other also in purpose. Right? So how can there be unity without Krishna in the center? It's not possible. So one conditioned soul wants to be away from Krishna, another conditioned soul wants to be away from Krishna. These two people will also be away from each other. So Prabhupada gives an example. Just like bees go from one flower to another flower to collect honey, and they, with a lot of unity probably, they collect honey and store it in the beehive. So they fill the beehive with so much of honey. But at the end, when they want to enjoy that honey, they are bitten by their own neighbors. Other bees will come and bite them. They will not allow the bees to enjoy the honey that they themselves have collected. So similarly, Prabhupada says that bees fight for honey, human beings fight for money. So a human being may collect so much of money with one's own hard efforts, but when the human being is trying to enjoy the money that he himself has earned, many people try to interrupt him. Enemies may want to destroy him, or thieves may want to steal from him, and or even relatives also may want to exploit him. So, or sometimes even enemies take birth as one's own children. They are called Shatruputra. So, sons are of multiple categories. One is Runanubandhi Putra, second is Shatruputra, third is Udasina Putra, fourth is Sevaka Putra. Okay. So, Runanubandhi Putra is if somebody is indebted to someone, he doesn't clear his debt before dying. That person whom he is indebted to will become his son in the next life, and he will extract all the money. And secondly, Shatruputra, an enemy takes birth as one's own son in the next life and then tries to take revenge. So like that, there are multiple types of people. So when somebody is trying to enjoy one's own hard-earned property, there are obstacles, there are impediments caused by other living beings. They don't allow them to enjoy properly. So Prabhupada gives another example in that series of purports. He says that a mother may happily, lovingly cook for the children and give that food to the children. And sometimes children may develop a mentality to cook on their own without eating the food given to them by the mother lovingly. So because of that, mother would not allow the children to cook on their own because they cannot cook. But the children become very adamant. They want to imitate the mother. They want to do the imitation cooking. So when they want to imitate, then mother would not allow them to cook directly on the in the main kitchen. Mother will give them some toys. Okay, you play with these toys. You play with this toy kitchen set. You imagine that you have become a cook. So by being imitation cooks, you try to figure out whether you can satisfy your hunger. So the children will start playing. They would imagine with they will play with these toys, and they would imagine that they are cooking so much. They are cooking all kinds of food items like rice, chapati, sabji, dal, sweets, paratha, all kinds of food items. And sometimes the children will fight with each other also, say claiming that I am a better cook than you. Nobody is cooking there, but they will say that I'm cooking better than you. My items are better than yours. Like that, they imagine. So they imitate mother, and they imagine that they are cooking, and they fight with each other while cooking. And after playing for a couple of hours, when they become really hungry, and all the cooking that they have done could not satisfy their hunger, they will come back to the mother and say, "Mother, please give me food." So mother will say, "You have cooked so much, why don't you eat all that?" But the children say, "Ah, that's all playing only, that's all games, so that will not satisfy our hunger." So then mother will lovingly feed the children. So just like this, children have developed this mentality to cook separate from the mother and then imitate the mother in cooking. Similarly, the conditioned soul has a mentality to imitate Krishna, to think that I am the controller, I am the master, I am the proprietor, I am the enjoyer, I am the creator, I am the owner. So I am the king. I am not servant. I am supposed to receive service. So they imitate Krishna. They want to become God themselves. So then Krishna gives them, just like the kids, similarly Krishna gives them the material world to exercise whether they can live separate from Krishna or not. Okay. So the conditioned soul tries to become the controller, proprietor, enjoyer, whatever, imitating Krishna in this world. But when he is completely frustrated, so that's the purpose of creation. So why mother has to give an imitation kitchen set to the children? She already has a main kitchen. Okay. So then conditioned soul becomes frustrated in his attempts to enjoy separately from Krishna. And finally, by taking shelter of scriptures and the gurus, spiritual masters, he will reconnect with Krishna. Just like mother sometimes sends a maid servant to call the children back from playing and eat the food. Similarly, Krishna also sends some of his representatives, the acharyas, to remind the conditioned soul, stop this playing, stop your pursuit of material enjoyment in this material world, go and worship Krishna. That's what acharyas do. It's like mother gives good instructions to the child, no, you should not play, it's lunch time, you should eat properly or otherwise your health will get spoiled. Similarly, Krishna also gives so many good instructions to all of us in the form of scriptures, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So then, when conditioned souls are frustrated, they try to come back. They try to come back to Krishna with the inspiration given by scriptures and acharyas. So like that, in these five ways, Krishna reclaims the conditioned souls. Many ways, five ways here are, in this example, analogy are, one, creation. So mother gave some toy kitchen set to the children. Because otherwise, if their curiosity is not satisfied, they cannot be peaceful. Okay, fine. You have so much of curiosity to cook separately. Okay, try like that. Similarly, Krishna also fulfills the curiosity of the conditioned soul by allowing the conditioned soul to operate separately from him in this material world. So creation, then frustration in the creation. So many times conditioned souls try to enjoy separately from the Lord, but they cannot actually get a permanent enjoyment in this material, temporary material. Okay, so frustration is also one way of reclaiming. Then scriptures, then acharyas, then incarnation. He himself will come to reclaim, just like mother herself will go and pull the children. Like that, Krishna tries to lift the conditioned souls from this material realm in various ways. And he is the protector, he is the maintainer, he is the creator, and he is the destroyer. So Krishna, in this way, in several ways, Krishna tries to inspire us to come back to the material, to the spiritual world. So in today's shloka, we saw how Krishna is all pervading, how Krishna is Krishna and Pradyumna and Aniruddha, and how Krishna is staying within the hearts of all living beings as super soul to guide the wanderings of conditioned souls. So now you saw that creation painting, big painting of creation. The material world is elaborately painted, depicted, and the spiritual world is also depicted. And there is one simple Hare Krishna Maha Mantra connecting from the material world to the spiritual world. Okay. So although Krishna has created this material world, which is very complicated, but still Krishna has given a very, very simple method to escape from this material world. Material world is complicated, but we can easily come out of the complicated network of material world by taking shelter of this holy name of Krishna. So Krishna has invested all his potencies in this holy name. And by taking shelter of the holy name of Krishna, one will be easily be able to reconnect with Krishna. So holy name is non-different from Krishna. So the glories of holy name are so unlimited. Basically, when we are chanting the holy names of Krishna repeatedly, okay, whether with love or as a practice or as an obligation, whatever it may be, when we are chanting the holy name of Krishna, consciously or unconsciously, to various degrees, we are accepting our subordinate position in front of Krishna. Now, if I am self-sufficient, if I can do whatever I want to do, if I don't need any assistance, if I'm not dependent on anybody, I don't need to call someone's name. The very fact that when I'm calling someone's name shows that I'm dependent on that person, or I need that person, and I need some assistance, I need some help, at least I need some kind of emotional support from that person. So that's why we have to call someone's name, right? So the more repeatedly we are calling someone's name, the more we are connected to them, the more we are connecting to them. So the more we chant Krishna's name, the more we are trying to connect with Krishna, either through love or service attitude or an expression of dependence or an expression of helplessness, whatever it may be, the more we are chanting the holy names of Krishna, the more we are reviving slackened relationship with Krishna. Although we may try to disconnect ourselves from Krishna, from our side, from the conditioned soul side, but Krishna always tries to maintain his relationship with us. Even if the conditioned soul performs such abominable activities, and takes birth in such lower species in this material world also, Krishna is kind enough to maintain relationship with that conditioned soul by staying right within the hearts of all those souls. So Krishna is willing to revive his relationship with us. Question is, how willing are we to revive our relationship with him, right? So basically, we need to reciprocate with Krishna's attempts. So when we put some effort in the direction of reciprocating with Krishna's attempts, Krishna will reciprocate with our attempt in much, much enhanced manner. Right? So that's the whole process of Bhakti Yoga. By practicing, by declaring to practice Bhakti Yoga, we are making a loud announcement to Krishna, Krishna, I want to join you. I want to come back to you. I have no interest in this material world. And whatever little interest that I have in this material world, please kindly remove that. Please purify me of all these material inclinations and please reclaim. So, aparadha sahasrani priyante harksham maya dasoham imam matva kshamasva madhusudhana. So, please forgive all my offenses and please allow me to reconnect with you. Please let me come back to your loving shelter, my dear Lord. So, that's the declaration that a bhakti yogi, whether he is a practitioner or a perfect person, that's what he is declaring. So we also need to declare our dependence on Krishna and announce that, Krishna, I want to come back to you. So that's what we do that more fervently in this festival season. Recently we celebrated Janmashtami. So Prabhupada writes in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd chapter, purport, Prabhupada writes that it's in the context of devotees of Krishna praying for Krishna's appearance. So Prabhupada says, instead of doing some tapasya and calling Krishna to this material world, better you perform bhakti and go back to this material world. Instead of bringing Krishna to the material world, you go to the spiritual world by doing bhakti tapasya. Of course, devotees perform bhakti to bring Krishna to the material world so that all the people in this world will get that inspiration to go back to the spiritual world. Ultimately, the ideal situation is not that Krishna comes to the material world the ideal situation is the conditioned souls go to the spiritual world to permanently be with him. So, king may visit the jail sometimes. His specific glances on the criminals, the prisoners there. But the ultimate desirable thing is let the prisoners get out of the prison and then be in the kingdom of the king, lovingly protected by the king, under his care. So, that's the ideal situation. Ideal situation is not that God has to come to this material world and to punish us, to protect us, to inspire us, to frustrate this and that. That's not the real ideal situation, as Prabhupada says in that beautiful purport in point 3. So, yeah, these are a few glories of Krishna. I have come here. So, I think I'll stop here. If you have any questions, you can please ask. Kritharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It's 5:41. I can switch off my video. You can ask questions.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for such a wonderful class, Prabhuji. I like so many examples. Bees fight for honey, human beings fight for money. And even the imitating work done by kids. And I like this Prabhupada's quote also, instead of performing tapasya and bringing down Krishna, better we do bhakti so that we can go back to Goloka. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a fantastic class. Devotees, if anyone has any questions, please go ahead.
Everyone is muted, so please raise your hand and you can go. Unmute you.
There's one question in chat, Prabhuji. Can we get reference for the verse describing contradictory qualities of Krishna? Such a beautiful class. So
that is Karmanyani Hasya Bhavo Bhavasyate, 3rd canto, 4th chapter, 16th shloka. You try. If not, it's then 3.16. 3rd canto is correct, 16th shloka is correct. Mostly it's 4th chapter, you can see. Yes, 3, 4, 16.
anyone has any questions, please go ahead. I don't think anyone has any questions, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for giving your valuable time and association towards us this morning. We'd like to end the call here. Pancha Kalpata Rubyascha.
Thank you so much,
Prabhuji. His Grace Gauranga Darshan Prabhuji ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very beautiful class. Hari bol. Hari bol. Hari bol.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you.